Hey, everyone. These are a couple of the lost episodes. Just to let you know, the Oblivion Roundtable, along with a bunch of ESO and Elder Scrolls Legends talk, will be uploaded in like 3 or 4 days. Just waiting for the new allotment of time. It would not fit into this month because of the length of it. And this does fit nicely. So this is episode 22 and 23. Sorry if I redlined my mic a little bit in these episodes. It was the early days. I apologize. Hopefully it sounds better these days. But take a listen back to these old ones. It kind of got lost when our old feed disappeared into oblivion, so to speak. But Oblivion Roundtable with Colin and Juan and I, and with a bunch of ESO and Legends talk and, you know, some other random things about E3 and stuff like that as well. So stay tuned for that in a couple days. Thanks. Bye. You can support this show at patreon.com/ASApodcasting. Welcome to a Skyrimatic podcast where I will discuss my adventures and misadventures through Skyrim. Join me. Add your stories. Add your tales. Let's get into this thing. What is up? I'm back. It's been a while. I was on vacation. It snowed a bunch. So I had to work. Kind of cut into my Skyrimming time. Anyway, we had the big announcement for ESO today. Sorry, I got a new set of headphones on. They're kind of throwing me off a little bit. But it is being released for PC and Mac on 4/4/14. Or for people not in the US, 4/4/14. And also the consoles, PS3, Xbox One, will be in June. That will be the release of those, of ESO for those. So I'm excited about ESO so far. I do have some apprehension only because I've never played an MMO, but yeah, I don't want to get too deep into that because honestly, I don't have enough knowledge about it other than that. So I will get into Skyrim. First off, I've kind of been hanging out in Solstheim, doing some Dragonborn stuff. Did a lot of just wandering about. Yeah, these headphones are really throwing me off. I did a bunch of wandering about and, random quests. That, you know, the random things that are around. Obviously, I started the main quest. Headed up to... So main quest-wise, I've completed the Temple of Mirak part, where you end up, you go, you know, you get to Solstheim, everybody's like, oh, no, nothing's going on. I don't know. I've kind of heard of that Mirak guy. I don't remember too much about him, though. And you wander over to the those stones, and, yeah, there's people there just working away, and then you touch it, and then you wake up, and you're like, man, was I just working? And you ask people what's going on, they're like, I kind of remember. Anyway, so I worked my way up Temple of Mirak. You run into Freya there, and you have to go in and see what the deal is, what's going on there. So did all that. That was a pretty fun battle. There's a lot of Draugr Deathlords in there. You have the cultists. The cultists aren't incredible, aren't all that tough. They're just, you know, basically mages. Their robes are worth a decent amount. They're worth like 350, I think, something like that. And they only weigh a point, so they're not bad to take. Right now, I'm not taking that much stuff because I'm over 100. Once you get over 100,000 septums, really, you don't need to take stuff anymore because... I mean, yeah, obviously you want to replenish your money some, but you don't really run out at that point. But yeah, so I went through there, got to the Black Book, which is at the end of that. For those of you who haven't done it, you will get to the Black Book. And I did use some Frenzy in there. Not as much. I used that a lot more later on in some of the other stuff I was doing on the island. But yeah, so I got to the Black Book, went through Hermaeus Mora's area. Is that how you say his name, I believe? And I chose the perk of not harming your companion slash follower with your spells or arrows and stuff, which is a great perk, by the way, because I've been there, done that so many times, and I had this perk previously in Orcrete, because I think the last time I did it, did I do Dawnguard afterwards? I might have done this and then done Dawnguard on that particular character, because then I didn't have any... Well, I still had issues with Serana, but I wasn't hitting her with stuff. But it is a nice perk. It's certainly a nice perk. It's way different, obviously, than battling in Skyrim itself. You know, you're over in Solstheim, different creatures... different things to battle. Mirak's pretty cool looking. I really like that area. I don't like that you don't have the horse, but it's not that huge. You can pretty much run across the island. It's not terribly, terribly big. But, you know, it is nice having Shadowmir, but you don't get Shadowmir over there. I did get the... You find out you need a special shout to... I believe it's the Bend Will shout to free the people from the stones. I did take care of one of those. There was only a cultist and a reekling at it, though. There wasn't a lot of stuff there. So I took care of that one, and one of those lurkers come out when you... do the shot at the stone and you defeat that, and that's how you get rid of Mirak's will on that stone, I guess you could say. So I've done that. That's kind of where I'm sitting right now. I got to play a little bit today, but it's been since before the weekend, I think, when I played, or early in last weekend when I played. So not super fresh in my mind, but I did battle a bunch of Reeklings. I think I played maybe for half hour last night, and maybe a little bit. I did play a little bit today, but not a lot. Maybe half hour total play time. But so the Reeklings are these little. They remind me of. Was there Hobbs in the last one? Was there Hobbs in Oblivion, or am I thinking of? I think there was Hobbs in Oblivion, or I might be thinking of what's that other one? Fable. I think it was in Oblivion, though. But they kind of remind me of those. They're like mini trolls or something like that. So there's a bunch of them always together. They're in like mines and things like that. So that's why I used a ton of Frenzy there. Because it's fun to just watch them beat the hell out of each other, quite frankly. You set off that spell and they all run around and kill each other. And then there's one left and you incinerate it and you move on. You don't have to waste your time battling them and blah, blah, blah. You just sit back. Let them go to town on each other. Let them take care of the business. And then just take them out. Just take out that last one that's left. The ones on the boards are a bit of a pain in the ass at times. Because, you know, obviously I don't have any armor or anything. And I always forget to cast the Ebony Flesh. So I'm very susceptible to being killed with, like, one hit. But, yeah, that's my own mistake for forgetting. Ended up in Karstag Castle, I think it is, ruins, castle ruins in, but, I don't think there's more to that one, and I don't think I had the proper quest for it, so I didn't get the full, experience, we shall say, because I played it previously, and you kind of, there's a bigger battle, so I didn't get to do that. I have some stuff I have to do over in Tal Mithrin that I had done a long time ago when I accidentally went to Solstheim early on in this character. So I have some of those things to clean up. I I'm in the middle of getting the Death Brand gear, so I'm working on that. That I like that quest. It's a pretty cool quest where you got to go around and find all the stuff. Really cool set of armor. It's that Stalrim armor, or is that what it's called? Stalrim or whatever it is. I got the pickaxe for Glover over there and the bone mold recipe, so I got both of those things for him. Just little things like that I've done. I have a few more little things to pick off. I started the one with the resonance gems. What the hell's that called? Let me pull it up on the amazing unofficial Elder Scrolls pages. For those of you who don't use those, UESP.net. Fantastic. Great resource for looking up stuff when you're playing. Especially if it's not your first playthrough. Obviously, first playthrough, you want to, you know, I understand if you don't want to be spoiled or anything. But if you're going through 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 12th, 20th, 800th, whatever time, you know, it's nice to be able to look up stuff. Like, oh, I forgot about something. Let me quick look on that. Or, oh, let me see the backstory on that. Oh, sorry about that. Let me see the backstory on that kind of thing. You know, that it's great for that kind of stuff. Obviously, you can look up the ingredients and what they do and all that kind of thing. But it's an amazing resource. It's unbelievable, actually. I don't even remember what I was looking up now, but whatever. Let me move on from that. I pretty much, since the last time, I've pretty much moved on to Soul Slime, and that's it. I'm going to get through the Merak part of the quest. I did go back one time to unload a bunch of stuff. I haven't really been doing any leveling or anything like that. My player's sitting at 69 right now. Not really leveling up, because all the stuff I'm using, I'm at like 100 on. Destruction Illusion, I'm at 100 on. Alteration, I'm pretty high up on, so I'm not really leveling fast on that. One-handed, I use that still here and there with the daggers if I'm going after some stronger stuff. Because I do the double daggers, plus I have the shrouded double-hit gloves there where you get like 30 times damage with each dagger. And I'm rocking the Dragonbone daggers with double enchants on them. So those are nice. I have the one has a Soul Trap and Shock. It's like 50 points of Shock or something like that. And the other one has Fire and Ice, both like 45, 50, something like that. So I got a lot of hit points going on there, which is nice. So other than that, I'm trying to think where I was heading after that. Yeah, I'm going to finish Merak. I guess I'll do some other stuff around Solstheim. I'm not really feeling Dawnguard. The other thing I wanted to get... I want to get back to the Thieves Guild because I want to get that back to prominence, and I'm getting close. So I want to get back to the mainland to start doing that again. So I may leave some of the side quests behind on Solstheim and just do, you know, Merak and get that done before I head back to the mainland and take care of all that kind of stuff. Because I still haven't really done the getting the Thieves Guild back to prominence thing. I don't have that achievement, so I really want to work on that. And I'm partway through it, so I definitely got to do that. But otherwise, that's kind of where I'm saying. I don't have a lot of time to record tonight, unfortunately. But I wanted to do something since it's been a while. And since it's going to be crappy weather again at the end of the week, and I'll be working. So that's always awesome. So I don't know how much I'll be playing by then. But also we have, do have some feedback here from Andrew. And this is episode 2 of I have an a Skyrim-matic podcast addiction minicast intro to Dragonborn. I believe he is playing this for the first time to let people know. He's just starting Dragonborn, so... I didn't get very far in it, so I'm sure I'm not spoiling him. And boom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of I Have an A Skyrim Addict Podcast Addiction Minicast. Michael had posted a few days ago in the Facebook group page for a Skyrim Addict podcast that he would like to discuss Dragonborn. And so I had just downloaded it a few days ago for a Christmas present to myself. So I decided to pop in the DLC and travel on to Solstheim to see what was going on. I decided to just kind of walk around and see what was happening on the island before jumping directly into the story. So I just decided to walk up the west side of the island and found a cave with some Reeklings. And they got on my nerves pretty quick because there's a lot of them and they're chucking spears at you. And you just want to go over and stomp them all into the ground. But after collecting all their spears and made my way out of the cave, I decided to go ahead and find my way around the north side of the island to the Temple of Mirok. And at the Temple of Mirok, mm-hmm. I read the black book at yep. the bottom of the temple, which transports you into a mysterious, funky realm with floating horseshoe crabs shooting magic from their private parts. And after much, yeah. you're done with all that, I decided to go ahead and do the Retaking Thirsk quest, where some Reeklings had overtaken a mead hall.
Yep.
And so I communed with Hrothmund's spirit to see that the person was not actually who the founder of the mead hall wanted to be the leader of the mead hall. And they wanted to attack me for that. So I had to kill them on the spot. Then after that, I did the Fate of the Skull quest, where I learned the Bend Will shout. And I freed the Skull village and defeated my first lurker. And those things are really cool and creepy looking, sort of like piranha face guys. And immediately after, I decided to go ahead and do the Cleansing Stones quest, where you cleanse the sun, the beast, the earth, the water stones. And you have to defeat a lurker at each of those stones, and I think they get progressively harder or more difficult as you go. And right now I'm about to start the Path of Knowledge quest. I have made my way over to where Neeloth lives, and it's a giant mushroom town. So I'm excited to knock on his door and see what is going on. I hope everyone is having a great playthrough. Check in with your characters, and happy Skyrimming.
Yep, I actually ran across that, and obviously I played it before, but I ran across that mead hall today, as a matter of fact, on my playthrough. After I had whacked the lurker, which stone was it? I forget which one it was. I don't remember which stone it was. I took out one of them, and then I ran past the mead hall. I just didn't feel like dealing with the Reekling, so I just ran past it. And I ended up actually having to battle a dragon down the road from there. And was it in? It was an ancient dragon, as a matter of fact. Oh, anyway. Oh, speaking of, since the last time I recorded, I ended up picking up the, what the hell was that called? The the Elder Scrolls Anthology for PS for PNC, yeah, yeah, for PNC Bank for PC. So you know, it's Arena, Daggerfall, Morrowind, Oblivion, Skyrim. All of them for PC. So, I don't really have I don't really have a PC that's capable of running Skyrim, I found out. First of all, I don't really have a PC. We have one in the house that is sometimes used for random things. We're more of a Mac house, but it's used for like work stuff here and there. So it's not really set up for gaming. So I was like, you know what? Let me throw on Skyrim. What, you know, how bad could it be? Oh God, I was in the back of the wagon heading down the road, and it was probably going at like 6 frames a second. You know, and I was like, this is not going to happen. So that I ended that immediately, but I did start playing Morrowind on it. And that was pretty cool. I've actually never played Morrowind before. I've started with Oblivion was my first Elder Scrolls game. So I'm kind of liking Morrowind. I have to get a mouse for that. It's a laptop, so I have to get a mouse for that computer because I make it a little easier. Because it's just a cheap work type of computer. So the trackpad is pretty, it's not very sensitive, unfortunately, so it's not really optimal for any kind of gaming. So I got to get some kind of mouse or something to hook up to that thing so I can play some more Morrowind, because I'm really digging that, actually. I didn't get that far in it, but I really liked, and it was cool because it connected with Solheim, and I was like, whoa, look, that's, oh, wow, those floating squid things, the nets or whatever they're called. I was like, whoa, they're there. They don't look anything like that anymore. Graphics have come a long way, let's just say that. And I know there's a bunch of mods where you can update the graphics on Morrowind, so I mean, I may do that at some point when I have something capable of running those mods. But my Skyrim, my PC adventure of Skyrim didn't work out. But my Morrowind one isn't going too bad, so I may play some more of that when I get a chance. I just honestly haven't had a chance to play anything, so hopefully next time I'll have a little Morrowind and a little Skyrim. So that'll be cool, because I kind of like the connection between the two with, you know, being in Solheim where I'm playing right now, and, you know, obviously that being part of Morrowind. As for this character, since now we know that ESO coming out in April, I figure, let's see, February, March, let's say sometime in January, I'm going to go to a, start a new character and go big time, two-handed, just tank beast kind of guy, which I've never done before, so I'm going to do that. Depending on what happens with ESO, and, you know, over the next few months, I'm going to debate. If I decide to play it in April, that means I'll have to get something to play it on. So there's that. So then I'll probably obviously switch my Skyrim playing to PC. So that'd be cool, because then I'll have all that to talk about too. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, that's where I'm sitting at now. That's what I got going on. If anybody else has played Morrowind and has any tips for me, I'm really not that far in. I maybe played like 20 minutes and then I had to go run and do something. But I thought it was pretty cool what I was playing. I just, unfortunately, the computer I was using wasn't super capable of anything. I'm trying to think of anything else. Okay. I think that's all I got. But make sure you, you know, you can join the Facebook group. Check, what is it, Skyrimatic Podcast. I'm like, just join it tonight. It's been a very hectic week. Skyrimatic Podcast, search that on Facebook and it should pop up. You can also check out Chatterbox Podcast, which is at chatterboxpodcast.com. And the Facebook group is, if you search Chatterbox Podcast, maybe, on Facebook. Chatterbox is two words, by the way. I'll be recording that in a little bit. Actually, I may be running late for that. Ooh, I'm recording that in 5 minutes. And check out the guys over at ninenights.net with Nightcast. You know, like Sword Nights, not nighttime. And you can follow me on follow me on Instagram. Yeah, you don't want to follow me on Twitter. I yell a lot about a lot of stuff. Instagram, RanMiked. That's all I got for tonight. Oh, I got to pull up GarageBand so I can stop the file. Yeah, a little disjointed tonight. Sorry about that. I'm going to try and get a bunch of playing time in this week. Fingers crossed for good weather, and that will happen. Fingers crossed, people. Later. Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com. And you, obviously, like Andrew did, you can send in audio feedback or some kind of text-based feedback, and I'll read that. On that, and that in fear. So as I've been doing the stones, I've been throwing out, I've been using the Sanguine Rose still, or you know, Flame Thrall, or I can still only do one. I can only conjure one thing at a time still. I don't have the double yet. So I've been doing that. For the lurkers at the stones, I forget what I would throw out there. Probably, oh yeah, I was putting out there the Dremora from the Sanguine Rose. And then, you know, hitting them with some Thunderbolts while I was at it, but been really doing mostly conjuration and illusion, kind of only using the daggers and the destruction when I kind of need to, trying to go a different route. So I did went and found the black books. So I had to go through the Apocrypha, which I really enjoy that because it's so different than anything else in the game. A lot of the lurkers, the seekers, those like floating bison or whatever the hell they are, the floating things. I like those. They're not hard to beat, but I don't know. It's just like the feel that it's a whole different area. Flying the dragon still sucks. For those of you who have not played Dragonborn yet, it's not fun. You would think it would be awesome, and it's really just not. I stink. I think I still have like two or three more, because I've never gotten the achievement where you fly five dragons, I believe, where you bend the will of five dragons and have them let you fly them. So I think I still have a few to get for that. I've done a couple while I was in Solstheim just for the hell of it. And every time I do it, like I'm on my way somewhere and I hop on a dragon and then I end up like halfway across the island where I don't want to be because there's nowhere to land in Solstheim. So that's a problem. But anyway, the ones in... go through the Apocrypha, which I really like. There's some interesting battles in there. The lurkers can be tough. Every once in a while, those pools get you. The one area I really like is where you have to stay in the light. I forget which book that is, but you have to go through it really quick. Maybe it's Hidden Twilight or something like that. But you have to continue on at a certain pace. Or, you're in the darkness and it kind of sucks your life away. So I really like that one. But anyway, I got to the end of that, and eventually you get to confront good old Mirak. There's a lot, obviously, I skipped over. But, you go through each book, you go through the Apocrypha in that book, go through the different chapters of it. You fly the dragon over to Mirak. And that battle I used, trying to think. It's been a while. It's been over a week since I played it on, holidays, so I wasn't really around and such. But and these headphones I have on are really messed up. they've been in my pocket for like 2 weeks. Wow, they sound bad. So anyway, I flew over there, and you have to battle him, and then there's three dragons flying around also. The one you flew over plus two. So you're battling him, and what I did was I used my invisibility a lot, sneaking, and the Dromora from the Sanguine Rose. So I would sneak. Then I would hit him with like some thunderbolts, things like that, fire, whatever. I forget what was working best. One of my destruction ones like that. So I was doing that and keeping hidden. And as you're going through the battle, each time he gets down pretty low on health, he kills a dragon and sucks his soul, and he gets all his health back. So you keep going, and I had to, just kept working the conjuration, just staying around the outside, just, letting the Dromora get him down some. And eventually you get to the end of it, and for those of you who have not played, you don't want to hear. So anyway, you get to the end of that battle, and you don't even get to finish him off. Hermaeus Mora takes him. So it's kind of anticlimactic a little bit. I like Dragonborn a lot, but that the ending's just like, I spent all this time, and you killed him for me. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. So I did a bunch of other quests on the island as well. I did the here's a good one to do is, especially if you're looking for money, is the Deathbrand quest. You go, you find. You hear the tale of there's this big treasure, blah, blah, blah. And you find these, what are they called over there? They're like pirates, whatever they're called. But you find their camp. And You get the book, and I forget what the first one you get is. Well, I guess you can find any of them, technically, in any order. But you have to find the four pieces of armor, and then you can go to, what's that barrow called, where it's at? Gilden Hole Barrow. I was there earlier. You go in there, there's some stall room in there, and some that are in some surrounding some Draugr, but you can't get in the door. That's how you get in the door once you finish get all four pieces. So go in there. That is a really cool battle. Lots of gold. You go in this one room and there's just piles of gold laying everywhere, and you think, well, I'm never going to be able to pick all that up. And then you do. But here's what I suggest. Because I did this time, I think twice. After you pick up all the golden treasure in that room, save it. Yeah, because if you die in the next room, you got to go back and pick up all that golden treasure again. I may have done that twice this time. It just happens. So, yeah, because the next room, you know, is obviously the end battle for that quest. It's a pretty good one. So just make sure you save after picking up everything, because I did not, and I regret it. I wasted a bunch of time having to go back, because I really didn't need to pick up the stuff. I have like 250,000 gold or whatever. But I, you know, you have to. You got to pick up everything. So you end up battling. What happens is you get into this room, and there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. I mean, you can do it quickly. There's you have to battle Hocknir Deathbrand. So if you let him go a while, he will conjure more deckhands to come help him. If you get him quick, he won't conjure any. So the first time I kind of played it out a bit, I used the Dromora. The Dromora battled him, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I kind of worked on the edges. I think this third time, I did that twice. It didn't work so well. And then the third time, I used the Dromora to distract. Or no, I didn't use the Dromora at all. I just used invisibility, snuck up behind him, and killed him. And nobody came to help him. And then I took all his stuff. You also get nice double blades. You get the Soul Render. And what's that other one called? Throughout this quest, the Blood something or other. It's like these two scimitars. Bloodscythe, that's it. They're really cool looking, so I'm going to hang them on the wall, because I've been building up the house up Windstad or whatever it is up by Solitude. I've been building up that house up there, so because I ran out of room for trophies in the other house, and I want to, you know, stick the Deathbrand armor on some stuff, you know, on a mannequin. So I wanted to build that up so I could use that trophy room for some stuff too, so I've been kind of doing that. Mostly been hanging in Solstheim, but, you know, going back and forth, obviously drop stuff off because, yeah, you fill up with stuff. I also did the, there's so many quests there. I haven't done the Thirst Call one yet. I have a bunch of spears now, so I might go over there. I haven't summoned Karstag yet. I did. What did I do? Oh, I'm in the middle of the Briarheart necropsy thing, so I got to go find a Briarheart, which isn't that big a deal. I think I'm in the middle of the Resonance Stones. I'm in the middle of that. I think I have one more Resonance Stone to get, so I can continue that quest. Other than that, I think I'm through most of the main ones. I don't have a lot left. You know, obviously there's always ones that pop up, but I did. Yeah, you know, I'm through a good portion of them, of the ones that I really care about doing anyway. So that's what I got there. Otherwise, I've just been playing normally. I've been thinking a lot about my next character. But I'll get into that in a minute. Sorry, I'm like off my game this morning. First of all, these headphones are throwing me to hell. Secondly, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've recorded anything, as a matter of fact. So anyway, I had some feedback from Chris, and this is conjuration related. So he became addicted to the game a few months back and recently finished all the main quests as a 53-level mage. He stumbled upon the podcast and thought he would chime in on conjuration, so thank you for listening. Conjure whatever entity into the room in front of you to draw fire while you pepper destruction or arrows or whatever. Yes, excellent. Definitely use the range attacks after usage. Like when I used the Dremora, when you can get the, I think it's like a 5x distance or whatever for conjuration, that is awesome because you can like send them like when you're going down like those caverns or whatever, you can shoot them like like 10 levels down and just work your way down killing things while it's taking care of the stuff on the bottom. I definitely need the Twin Souls thing where that lets you do too. So he conjures a Dremora Lord, which is the expert one. Yeah, you get that once you get to above level. I don't think you have to get fully to 100. Is it above 90 or something? Where you can get the expert spells from the people at the college. The Twin Souls obviously lets you conjure two. And he finished in the boss in Dragonborn by summoning two Dremoras. And then he used his ranged arrow attack to finish him off. So each time Mirak would knock off one, he'd resummon it. So that's definitely a good way to go with that, especially with the Dragonborn quest, because it keeps you out of harm's way. And also, if you have a follower, that means you'll have three at one time. Not Mirak, obviously, because you can't bring a follower there. But doesn't work on. Yeah, you can't bring a follower to the Apocrypha, but everywhere else, obviously, you can have three NPCs helping you. And also, if you have Barbus or whatever the dog's name is, if you keep that dog around, you can have four. So, if you never do, I forget what quest that is. Clavicus Vile? No, not Clavicus Vile. The one the dog comes and finds you and talks, and he sounds like he's from the Bronx or something. But anyway, if you keep him with you, you can have four attacking at once, and then you really don't have to do anything. Chris became a vampire. Becoming vampire lord is entertaining novelty that is great at low levels, but what may interest you more is a side quest in the other realm where your character gets the ability to summon a phantom steed. Very useful if you want a horse, but cannot buy one where you are. So, yes, there's the horse in the Soul Cairn. That you have to find a skull or something. It begins with an A. I forget the horse's name. Avarak or, I don't know, something like that. But yeah, you can summon it, which is good if you're in Solstheim or whatever, because you can summon the horse there where you can't bring Shadowmere or whatever horse you may have with you. So that's definitely a good tip for people who like using the horse. I like using the horse. I don't like using the horse at low levels. I like using it at higher levels when I just want to get places and get stuff done. Oh, and also, if you have Barbus, the horse, a follower, and you can summon two, then you got something going. You may as well not even play the game at that point. Just let them go out and do everything for you. Oh, also, I was able to acquire some salmon roe, finally. I'd never gotten it before, and apparently it's worth a lot and makes some crazy potion. So I'm going to try that out. It's a bitch to get, though. My God. They're like jumping in. You have to get it from the salmon that are jumping in the river by Whiterun. Or between Riverwood and Whiterun, I should say. They're like jumping up the falls. But you can't stand in the water there because you get blasted down the river. It was not easy, but I got some. And I was like, oh, I'll try it out. Because I had seen that on there. But anyway, so I've been thinking about the next character. And here's what I plan on doing. How long this happens for, we'll see. But here's what I plan on doing. I'm going to go, obviously, two-handed. Going to go orc. Going to be Mork the orc. And I'm going to go hyper-realistic with it. So I'm going to, like, sleep at night. I'm going to eat during the day. This was kind of... I kind of got inspired to do this by something I had saw on Reddit a thread that somebody had. There was actually a mod that makes you have to do these things, but since I'm playing on 360, I'll just have to discipline myself to do it. So I'm going to try and make sure I eat food, you know, a reasonable amount during the day, get some sleep at night, you know, at least a few hours, if not several hours. Try not fast traveling, at least in the beginning. Obviously, I just don't have time sometimes, and I have to. Yeah, when you're starting to get multiple quests and you got to bounce around, that's life. Or maybe I'll take carriages and things like that. Maybe I'll do it that way. So that's kind of how I'm going to go about that one. So I'm hoping to start that soon. I was going to start it already, but I had some internet issues and I couldn't access my cloud saves. And I don't want to erase this character I have right now yet. So I got to wait till the cloud saves. So now I have everything seems to be back in order mostly. So I'm going to probably start that character up over this weekend. And I'm just going to go straight up two-handed, just tank and just kill things. Crazy thing happened, speaking of two-handed. I was wandering around Whiterun, just getting rid of some stuff. I was in, went up to Dragon Reach, bought all his soul gems, sold him a bunch of crap that I collected, ebony swords, whatever. And then it was like 2 a.m. I was like, I'll just wait a few hours and I'll go hit all the stores and get rid of all the stuff. So I waited and then I go down and there's a massive vampire attack and Adrian has been beheaded. So I'm like, oh, this is not good. And not only Adrian, what's his name, who also runs the store, was dead. I'm like, there's no blacksmiths left. I wasn't even down here. So needless to say, I had to kind of go back and go back to an earlier save. Because I can't do without both of them. I need to sell stuff. Yeah, she was straight up beheaded. I'm like, oh, come on. She's laying on the ground, no head. I'm like, oh, I sell her a lot of stuff and buy a lot of stuff. You guys took away my my favorite store. So, yeah, it was a massive vampire. And every time I would get there, I tried it several times, but every time I'd get there, I'd already be too late and there'd already be people dead everywhere. I'm like, oh, God. So I went and started over. Well, not started over, but went back a save or two. So, yep. So, anyway. Yep, I'm going to go orc, two-handed, focus mostly on, obviously, two-handed heavy armor. I will do smithing, enchanting, and potions because they're all helpful to each other. And I'll try not to fast travel at all. But I'm definitely going to do the eating, sleeping kind of thing where, you know, just do it as a real life kind of thing. I think I'll focus on, since I'm going to be that kind of character, like companions, Civil War. I don't know who the orc would side with in the Civil War. I'd have to look up that lore. Or I'll come up with something to make him side with one side or the other. But that is all I have for today. Hopefully I'll be back soon and be less rusty in all my game. Anyway, you can reach me at scamradicpodcast@gmail.com. You can check out... No, I don't have a website or anything. I just posted on Talk Show, so it goes on iTunes. There's the Facebook group. That'll be in the notes. Oh, and since it's the new year, let me... That's the end of this show, but I just want to give shout-outs to all my podcasting friends out there and just anybody out there. So I'm going to list a bunch of shows I listen to and people I, you know, friends and all that. So if you don't want to listen to that part, show's over. Take care. Have a good new year and all that. So show's kind of related to this one in some way. Obviously check out Nightcast. Those guys are starting up over there and they're doing a great job. So that's, and yeah, with the K, Nightcast. If you enjoy Buffy and Angel, make sure you check out Potential Cast and Redemption Cast. They're very good people, even the Canadians. They're intro casts to those shows. X-Files, check out Intro to X. I was on there once or twice. I'll be on there, I think, in the next month or so anyway. They're doing a rewatch of the X-Files. They're in season 2, I believe, right now. Maybe season 3. Let me think. I think they're in season 3. Yeah, they're in season 3. Sorry. So a bunch of that's an intro cast as well, where a bunch of the people are new watching it, and some other people and the main host who's seen it before. So if you want to rewatch the X-Files or you haven't seen it, good thing to check out. There are only two and a half seasons in, so that comes out regularly on weekly. So check that out. Check out. I'm doing this off the top of my head, so forgive me if you're still listening. Definitely check out Paper Keg and Book Jug. Paper Keg, obviously, the amazing comic book podcast from Dale, who was on here previously. And Book Jug, the book podcast that he and Jonesy Loves Beer are doing, which is fantastic as well. They just reviewed Rob Delaney's book this week and had done the Odyssey series previously to that, which is the Arthur C. Clarke series, 2001, 2010, 2061, 3001, I believe. Check out, God, I'm like drawing up. Oh, check out MetroBuzz. Good folks over there at MetroBuzz, Colleen and John. Check them out. They do just general interest podcasts randomly. No real schedule because they do some Survivor stuff too. Off the top of my head, I'm drawing blanks and I'm sorry. But just want to do that for the new year because a lot of friends who do different shows and all good folks, and community is good like that. So let's see if I can remember any others off the top of my head real quick. You know what I should really just do is open up my Downcast app. That would be much easier. Yeah, for those of you not using Downcast, I suggest, oh, check out the Gleeful. If you don't watch Glee, don't check out the Gleeful podcast. But Josh and Jen and Ed, excellent people. Check out the Gleeful podcast if you watch Glee. And I think that's all I got. Yeah, I'm sure there's others. I'm off the top of my head, I can't remember. I'm just trying to think of ones that I know friends do. So that's all I got. Take care, everyone. See you in the new year.